God is good. And all the time. All right, I like that. Good morning, First Church. It is great to see each and every one of you. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you this morning as we focus our lives and our hearts and our minds upon worshiping our Creator, our Savior, and our Redeemer, Sustainer and our Redeemer. I'll get it right sooner or later here. Just to get everybody's attention, let's try it one more time. God is good. And all the time. Great.
1 minute.
Thank you very much. Hey, Randy, why don't you come on up here real quick? We if you open up your bulletin and grab a couple of inserts, sponsor a child for Vacation Bible School. Don't forget about that. If you can do that and are interested, make sure that you put that in the offering basket. And this other insert, this green insert, is something you've been hearing about. We are just doing great guns with this. And Randy is going to grab this mic right here, which happens to be number
10. 20 seconds.
Number 10.
As Eric mentioned, we're in the middle of this campaign, Sharpen Our Edge. And we were on quite a roll there for a couple of weeks. Last Sunday, we slowed down just a little bit. But we have a couple more to make up for that. And as you know, our goal was to raise $30,000 in 30 days. And that would begin redoing the flooring. And then our next project will be the sanctuary lighting. And then we have some painting and some audio video stuff to do. So we are really doing very well. I commend all of you for kind of stepping up to the plate. But we do have... We've got a couple of weeks left here, so if you haven't given or if you have given and feel that you can give a little bit more, we certainly want to encourage you to do that. It's very exciting that we have the demand for our physical plant to be updated with all the activities that's going on. So thanks again.
Thank you, Randy. I have had some questions, and I just wanted to share with you that, for instance, someone said, well, you know, a few weeks ago, people stood up and says, hey, I'm going to give this amount. I'm going to give this amount, which we praise the God for, praise God for. But they say, I can't give that amount. And we said, hey, that's fine. The flooring is like $10 a square foot. So, and that includes everything. And so if you can afford $10, then give $10 and you'll buy a square foot of flooring. If you want to give $100, then you'll buy 10 square feet of flooring. And onward and upward, whatever you can afford. Like the lights are about $500 a piece. So, well, I can't afford $500. Well, maybe go in with three other family units and you can afford, let me see. I should have done that evening. Go in with four other family units and maybe you can afford $100. My math brain isn't on this morning. But anyway, whatever you can do, we would appreciate your gift. And of course, and obviously, this is over and above your regular giving. If you tuned in on the radio this morning to listen to us, we thank you so much and we welcome you here to First Church as we begin our worship services this morning. We're just turning to our announcements. Folks, there is a lot of things going on. I invite you to turn with me and make sure that you go through these things such as lunch bunts. Lunch bunch. My lift was coming in. Lunch bunch and kids thing coordinator needed. A lot of important things. We are already planning for the beginning of the school year. It is here almost, believe it or not. I know kids and teachers are going, no, please. But anyway, it is true. The rumor is true. So please make sure you pay attention to these announcements. A lot of great and important things going on. The Gadabouts, newcomers class, and lunch bunch next week. So please plan on these things. I do want to lift up one. Wilderness Camp. As you can see in that paragraph there, there are several adults going with Jamie and me as directors to help us counsel. And we have 38 kids along with, I think, 9 or 10 local youth that are 6th through 8th grade. So needless to say, we need your prayers. And the kids need your prayers to put up with me, too. But anyway, please do, seriously, pray that this is a week that they will experience and be open to God's powerful presence in their lives. A lot of people are called to give their life to Christ during summer church camp. And a smaller number, but still a large percentage, are called into the ministry. And although they may not recognize it at the moment, future in their lives, in the future, they'll look back and they'll say, you know what, I was called at church camp. And so it is a very important week in the life and the spiritual life of our youth. So please pray big time for us, all right? But a lot of great things going on. I do have a song I would like to teach you. And so it's right up here on the board, and it's very simple. Many of you probably already know it, all right? But I want to go through it, and then we'll sing it at the end of the service. So would you sing with me?